Blog Talk Radio. peace and love, light, joy, happiness, all types of fabulosity to the family. Yes, happy Monday, happy Moon Day. It is June 7th, 2021. Got to give a major shout out to my mega brother-in-law, Tony. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, T. Many, many, many more for you. Gemini season is in full effect, family. So all you Geminis, happy birthday. Love and light and happiness to you. Great health, prosperity, success, all that good stuff, all that good stuff. Yes, I am back. Mother is back. I know. You've been like, where you been? Where you been? Everybody's been hitting me up like, are you okay? Where you been? Yeah, well, remember a few weeks ago we had technical difficulties because whenever there's a big storm over the Midwest, the server is just a mess. So we couldn't air then. And then life was happening for me in the past 2 weeks, doing so many, many things. As you know, I'm planning this wedding. Honey, Lish and I are tying a knot. A lot is going on, but everything is totally fine, fantastic, and fabulous, I have to say. I am so grateful to the Creator's Creator for sustaining us and giving us laughter and love and joy and happiness. I'm just elated. I'm happy. Yes, there are things that I could possibly avert my attention to that wouldn't make me happy, but, you know, our emotions are a choice, and so I am choosing to be happy. I am choosing bliss and all of the wonderful things that the Universal Creator's Creator has in store for me, for my family, for Honey Lish, for both of our families joined together and all of our dear friends, everybody, and everybody even within the sound of my voice. You know, we're in a very, very tumultuous time. I really can't stress it enough. I don't like to, you know, be Debbie Downer. I'm not trying to make this the Debbie Downer show, okay? But, you know, I continue to reiterate that knowledge is power and power is freedom. And so, you know, when I read Hosea from the Bible a few weeks ago and just that one little statement talking about my people will perish for lack of knowledge, like that's really heavy, fam. Okay, we have been really dumbed down. I can really tell, and I have this conversation with other intellectuals and many of my constituents. A lot of us are just sitting back sort of in a stupor as to what we're seeing, not in terms of what the machine is dishing out, because the machine is always going to dish out whatever garbage there is to dish out. They know that their time is up, and so they're trying to take as many folks with them as possible. But I think what had me initially was just the fact that too many of us are so gullible and that we have followed these demons, if you will, into a situation that is very damaging and irreversible. And so I just want to send love and light to all of those who have been vaccinated. I really wish you the best. I pray for a miracle for you. I pray that I know that there are treatments actually underway right now where they're trying to find certain serums, potions, compounds, which will hopefully maybe save some of you from a lot of health detriment, because I'm a little disappointed in you. I love you all. You know I love every single one of you. I love all of my human family. I love all of the animals, all of the plants, the trees, all that is life, the rocks. I love everything. But it doesn't mean that I can't get disappointed by you sometime. And so I'm a little disappointed in those of you who consider yourself to be intellectuals, but yet and still you've gone and injected something into your body that is so horrific. Untested, all the animals died. It's just a matter of time before it can mess you up or take you out or both. And I'm just disappointed that so many of you just jumped on the bandwagon and got all hyped up about getting this thing. I mean, everything from Facebook pages and blasts, and then you put yourself in the Facebook group, oh, I got my shot. Like, no, stop. Y'all aren't paying attention at all. And I'm like, wow, all the movies that we have watched okay, from damn near the beginning of the 1950s, all the movies that have come out to tell you about craziness, to tell you about ill injections and zombies and plagues and contagions and all the movies, and y'all just went and drank this Kool-Aid, and now y'all doing the backstroke in a pool of Kool-Aid, not seeing that there's a drain hole that you're about to go down into. That is a little alarming for me. I mean, I'm talking about people with degrees, and I'm not saying anything against those of you who didn't go to college and get a degree, but I'm talking about folks who want to prize themselves on being such intellectuals with, you know, master's degrees and, you know, PhDs and, you know, even a bachelor's degree, ooh, and yet and still you missed it. I'm disappointed. But yet and still, I do see how propaganda works. I studied bandwagon mindsets from the time that I was in seventh grade. All hail Mr. Weiss, my English teacher in seventh grade. And he taught us so much about propaganda and the damages of propaganda and groupthink. And so here we are, and I'm seeing it play itself out in my everyday life and work and what have you. And I'm like, wow. So I'm happy I left the city. I'm happy I live in the forest with Bambi and Baloo and all and Thumper and the rest of the cutie pie animals. I got Chip and Dale out here. I got all the little furry creatures. I got Pepe Le Pew living in my backyard. You know, but I'm happy that I left the city because I really don't want to be around that. I don't want to be around destruction. I don't want to be around people dropping dead before my eyes. I don't want to be around people who are scared because they didn't take enough time to do the research on what this thing is. Okay? I continue to reiterate it. I've been talking about it for months to you. So I don't feel bad about it anymore because I know that I have been expressing myself as clearly as possible for several months. I have been reciting top doctors, physicians, clinicians, scientists, lab technicians. I have been reciting all of their material to you. If you aren't aware, please go back into past episodes, episodes 68, 65, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go back into the archives and get the knowledge, okay? If you're one that hasn't taken this thing yet, go back and refresh a bit. If you're on the fence about it, mother's going to tell you, come up off that fence, okay, and start empowering yourself with knowledge, because what I'm finding is just that people aren't doing it. And I'm just like, why? It gets to me. Y'all check the weather every day. You make sure you plug in your cell phone to make sure that the battery doesn't die. You upgrade your computer. You do everything you're supposed to do. You upgrade your iOS and your phone. You do all this stuff, but you didn't have enough time to look up what is inside of these vaccines. You didn't have enough time to look up what is mRNA technology. You didn't have enough time to look up nanoparticles and lipsoids and things like this. You didn't have enough time to do that, but you had enough time to go to Target and Walmart. You had enough time to watch a Netflix movie. You had enough time to BS and play games and just romp around, but you didn't have time to investigate something that could literally mean the death of you if you put it inside of yourself. You didn't have that time, for real. We get all preoccupied with, you know, what's going on in sports and March Madness and basketball and hockey and all of this and the softball championship, and you ain't have enough time to investigate somebody sticking a needle in your arm with a very foreign substance which has never been fully tested. And even in those tests and trials, all of the animals died. All of the animals. Todos los animales muertes. Dead. Really. So that just takes me to another level. So I'm like, you know what? I got to let you be. I got to let whoever be. I did put a post out a couple of weeks ago. I think it was on my Instagram page, which is Queen Oracle Nebula, and I just said that for those of you who have taken this jab, whoever has taken the tenderoni shot, if you do not have a life insurance policy, please get one as soon as possible. Get a life insurance policy and bequeath the make your beneficiary, okay, a person who you know will not take this vaccine. Not have not, will not. Find somebody close to you in your family or in your friend network who you know and trust and love, who you know will not take the tenderoni shot. Find that person and make them your beneficiary, okay? If you've got young children, I beg of you to please not give them this thing at all. They're killing the babies. They're sterilizing them. It's a horrific mess. Please. And don't expect for any of this to be on the news because it's not. I keep trying to tell you. The news is a puppet show. It's entertainment. It's scripted, delivered, unfactual, not always truthful, vague as I don't know what, and it has an agenda. And that agenda is not for your sustainability or for your proliferation or for your longevity of life. No, it's not. So I need us to come away from some of these things sometimes. You could watch once in a while, but it was actually refreshing for me this past weekend and last week because I was actually around people who like, oh, I don't watch the news. I don't watch it at all. They'll check the weather on their phone. They'll see if a bomb is going to come out the sky. But other than that, nah, they ain't beat because they know it's a puppet show. And unless you feel like being entertained by the puppet show all the time, then, you know, you can do that. But there are other things to do in life, okay? There are greater things waiting for us to achieve and accomplish for ourselves and for humanity. So I just say that because I'm not trying to be harsh or hurt anyone's feelings or make anybody feel some type of way. I've had friends, you know, request that I stop sending them information because they're afraid of what I'm saying. And I'm like, you're more afraid of what I'm saying than of dying? That's very interesting to me. You know, and again, I didn't really mean to start out the show on this note, but it's been on my mind because I haven't been on the air in a few weeks, and I'm seeing things, I'm hearing things, I'm watching things, I'm seeing people get sick, I'm seeing people crying because their mother is dead, their father is dead, their son is dead, their husband is dead, their daughter is dead, okay, or they've come down with some type of paralysis, or, I mean, they just rocked out. There's actually a sister on Instagram who's chronicling her whole experience. She wasn't too bad after the first shot, but after the second shot, everything went downhill quite quickly. She can't even wear fake hair in her head anymore. If she puts that hair in her head, her scalp is burning. She's cut her hair off. She's about to leave her job. And she lives in London, okay? But it's really fierce right now. So it's even kind of funny to me how it only took a week before all of a sudden, you know, the government says, oh, everybody can take a mask off and go outside and go in the store and be here, be there, be everywhere, be maskless. Okay, but before, oh, you have to wear your mask, you have to wear your mask. But all of a sudden, what? It disappeared? Whatever it is that's plaguing people has disappeared now, it's gone. So it just disappeared. We don't have to wear a mask anymore. Oh, great. Oh, I can go see my grandma. You should have been going to see your grandma. I didn't let this thing stop me one bit. The only thing we did was stop working. Other than that, let me tell you something. I done been all over the daggone United States since this bad boy hit. I ain't get sick. I ain't even catch a cold. Knock on wood. Okay. I've been cross country. I've been to states. I went all the way to Alabama. I just came back from North Carolina and South Carolina. Awesome experience, I have to say. But we're well. We're all right. We're strong, healthy, and thriving. Okay? I still take my supplements. I drink alkaline water. I drink a lot. I eat a lot of dark green vegetables and spring green salads with live vegetables and live fruits. I maintain positive thoughts. I meditate on happiness and joy and love and peace and great health. I'm putting energy into the universe to help sustain myself for the future and those around me as well. We have to get back to basics. And a little prayer don't hurt. We have to get back to basics, y'all. We are very energetic entities. Our energy does accumulate. and affects what's happening on this planet. So because everyone's been, not everyone, but a gross amount of individuals have been so overly misled into this whole COVID conspiracy situation-ness, you actually have now inoculated yourself with a toxic substance for a condition that was already 99.95% survivable. You know, we talked about it the other day. All of a sudden, there were no flu deaths and very few flu cases in all of 20 into 2021. Really? No. You just masqueraded this thing, and you just, you know, usurped the flu, and now you're calling this the flu. Every known physician that has decided to stick their behind on the line has said, this is just a flu. It's a bad flu, which does happen. If 2.5 million people die of the flu every year, we don't even have 2.5 million people dead at all since this thing began in 2019 here in America. No, we don't. Not that you can even trust the statistics because they've been lying the entire time. I talk about this so often until I'm like blue in my face. But, you know, I know there are a lot of you who do hear me and do overstand, understand, and understand what I'm saying. This is really intense because we're living in some real a bad version of Back to the Future 2. We're living a very negative version of Pinky and the Brain. We are living in a matrix of a situation that is so detrimental, it's incredible. And everybody's like, la, 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 la. I'm just going to go. And then you think that, or I want to say, I'm not even saying you think because you're not thinking. Now they have a new thing. I forgot. I think it's New York. They got a party bus going around talking about a shot for the shot. You can get a shot of liquor if you get the vaccine shot. Really? You have, in New Jersey, you get a beer for a shot. Okay, if you get the tenderoni shot, then you get a free beer. In some instances, you get free Krispy Kreme donuts. Another one, I told you at least 10 major employers were giving $40 to their employees who received the shot. 40 bucks ain't nothing. We already know that. I was like, wow, that's preposterous, but okay. Now, I did come across something very, very fierce, and I want to share it before I forget it. For those of you who are being told by your employer that you need to have this shot in order to come back to work, you then need to construct your own letter and have it notarized and signed and give it to your employer, make several copies so it goes to human resources, your director, all the way up the chain of command, and let them know, if I take this, then I am holding you liable for any damages that occur to me as a result of taking the tenderoni shot. You will be financially responsible. You will be legally liable for whatever goes wrong with me if you're forcing me to take this shot to be an employee in your company. Let's see what happens then. That is the new directive coming down, okay? If you want to try to avoid taking this shot, make your employer responsible for anything that happens to you since they're the ones that are requesting slash demanding slash mandating that you take this nasty thing. And again, as I said before, for the rest of you who have already become inoculated with this thing, I pray for you. I pray the universe will bless you and sustain you. I pray that there will be a treatment, like I said, a potion, elixir, fixer, whatever, whatever treatment plan that can come out to help try to reverse this from you, and that maybe you could be rid of it. Because I'm going to tell you this one time. You don't ever, ever take any kind of medication that A, is not approved by the FDA or anybody else. B, you don't ever take any type of medication or inoculation that has very toxic substances in it, which this does. And it would behoove you to look up exactly what is inside of these particular vaccines. Now, I know everybody's also talking about, oh, well, I took Pfizer, I'm okay. No, people have died off of that too. okay? People want to make fun about which vaccine is better than the other one. Y'all don't even know Pfizer is the one that's the least effective. I told you the efficacy rate of each vaccine company, especially, but each vaccine company that they put out, everybody has their own version, which is also something that needs to give you three question marks, and you need to be thinking about how come you've got, you know, four to five different pharmaceutical companies making the same exact vaccine. Why not just one? So Pfizer-BioNTech is the least effective. It's got an efficacy rate, a true efficacy rate, realistic efficacy rate of around 0.8, and then the rest of them go up to maybe 1.3. I don't even think we have one that goes as high as 3.0. Out of 100, family, out of 100, the efficacy rate is so low, there is no efficacy. And then Funky Fauci gets on television and tells you this vaccine will not prevent you from getting the virus. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. You still have to this, that, and the other. And then they want to spin it and say, oh, but if you get coronavirus or you get COVID-19, then this will fight that. That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my life. And just to break it down a little further before I go into my true presentation, there are over 4 billion different particles that contain viruses in them inside of every single one of the vaccines. So whether it's Pfizer, BioNTech, whether it's J&J, whether it's AstraZeneca or Moderna or your mother's pocketbook, it still has so many toxic nanoparticles. 4 billion. Y'all don't understand this. And this is where I get my little attitude from, and I'm sorry because Mama's talking from a Mama voice now, because Mama loves you, but Mama will bust your ass. So just I'm sorry if I'm sounding offensive. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to sound as gingerly and sweet as I can. But with all honesty and sincerity, 400 billion, it's a lot. So this thing is going to attack everything in your body. It attacks all aspects of the body, so you will no longer get a common cold, okay? You won't just have a little sinusitis. Some people are now permanently congested, have no idea why. I know why. You done jacked up your mucous membrane. Some people have messed up their mucous membrane just through the testing with the long swab that has to go back and, like, damn near penetrate through your cribriform palate before your brain after your nasal pharynx. Really? When I told you before, you can find out the results of anything you want with just a nice little wad of spit. Saliva is full of our DNA, full of whatever diseases we have. Back in the day, y'all remember AIDS, right? Let's rewind a little bit, fam. Let's go back. Remember AIDS? Remember good old AIDS? And I'm saying it that way loosely, you know, God rest the dead who suffered, unfortunately, under the hands of the medical and pharmaceutical industry, because they could be alive, because AIDS don't really kill nobody. But y'all didn't understand what was going on at that time, because the machine had constructed a plan to get rid of the undesirables, and the undesirables were predominantly black gay men and some white gay men. So what had happened was, and I told you this before, but just so you understand, they actually put HIV inside of the hepatitis B vaccine. So because a lot of needle drug users developed hepatitis B and they began to go for treatment, they used the hepatitis B vaccine as a so-called treatment. However, within the hepatitis B vaccine, HIV was laying dormant in there. So you give the hepatitis B vaccine to all the gay needle users, okay, heroin addicts to be precise, and they develop HIV. Oh, no, they've got HIV. So then you develop AZT, okay, and you give them AZT treatment. AZT treatment is what made them get AIDS and kill them, because AZT just attacked every aspect of their entire immune system. So they went from having a human immunovirus to an autoimmune deficiency to death. All through the pharmaceutical industry and their cute little doctor in the white lab coat lying. Just so you understand, you need to really learn things. Like I keep saying, knowledge is power. Okay, this is in books. I've heard from the doctors who were actually involved in the actual studies and what was going on during the AIDS time. And again, Funky Fauci was at the top of that rollout. Yeah. So I don't know if you really smell me now, but I'm just trying to really reiterate, because you all want to believe and think and hope on a prayer and a kumbaya that this government actually gives a ding-ding about your behind, and they don't give an S-H-Y-T about you. And that should be evident. It should be clear and concise. I don't know how you're missing this. And when is the last time they ever had to go so far as to give you liquor, donuts, and $40 to take a shot? When's the last time they ever did something like that? We haven't seen that. But they want to parallel this to the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. Again, I must reiterate, the only reason why people died was because of the nasty vaccine that they gave to the soldiers. And the soldiers began to get sick, and they are dropping dead. And they're spreading it. So not only did you give it to them before they left America, but then when they got to Spain, they had it all in them, and they gave it to everybody in Europe. And so I think it's hilarious that they call it the Spanish flu, because it's the American soldiers who were inoculated with the swine flu and took it to Europe and spread that bad boy around. Nice, right? That's friendly. But if you don't know the truth about what happened, you're going to look at the 1918 outbreak and be all scared and be like, oh, my God, that can happen now. That can happen now. Stop it and calm down. And I'm going to go in deeper, deeper, darling, yes, I am, because I need for you to really grasp what is going on, all right? We're talking about the manipulation of radio waves. We're talking about radioactive frequencies all up in your behind, which happens to be the same symptoms, hello, for COVID-19. The symptoms for COVID-19 are the exact same symptoms for radioactive exposure. I keep expressing this. I feel like I'm not going to hit my head on the wall. I'm not going to do that. I know there are a lot of you out here that feel me. Big shout out to Roz Tate. Thank you, sis. I saw you just now. You made me laugh. I'm trying to keep my composure, but I know you're listening. I'm like, yo, y'all, this is not a game, a joke, or a drill. And y'all want to think, A, they care about you, and you want to think that there's not a more nefarious plan happening. You all want to not look at depopulation. How do you not look at depopulation when Bill Gates said it so many times? In one of his biggest lectures, he said, if we keep working on vaccines and blah, 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 we should be able to decline the population. How you think you decline a population? Death? Hello? Sterility? Hello? So, Mama seems to chastise you just a little bit right now because you're not thinking. And you've been lulled into a very false sense of security, and you'd rather watch football and basketball and American Idol and Who Got Talent and whatever the hell than look up what you need to be looking up on your computer and your phone before those particular things disappear. Everyone is talking about how Instagram and certain platforms are being over-censored right now, okay? A few years ago, you could say whatever you want to say about whoever, like it, not like it, whatever. Now, you put anything up dealing with the tenderoni shot or the COVID-19 and you're getting shut down. They're suspending pages. They're taking your posts down, all that. You think that's done for your security when just a couple of years ago they didn't give a damn what was on the Internet? And to me, they still don't really care what's on the Internet. It just has to do with what is in support of the agenda. You understand? Because you got a lot of websites that are out here that are so heinous and disgusting, from buying children, buying organs, showing yourself, quick sidebar. Let me think what it's called. Let me get this right in my head, because I'm telling y'all, my mother is tight this week. Yes, I am. I'm tight this week. Give me a second. Hold tight with me for one moment, family. Love everyone everywhere. Give me a second. I think it's a website. It's very nasty. I haven't gone to it because I'm just not that chick. But I think it's called Eyes Only. I think the website is called Eyes Only. And it has to do, I just know that it has to do with people being able to post explicit photos, naked photos, all kind of things, and they get paid to be followed. So if somebody has got their tail, literally their whole tail, out, and they have an account, then the user can subscribe to their page by paying them a fee every month. This is prostitution as far as I'm concerned. This is like a modern-day brothel without them swinging in the window. This is more of the demonic activity that I keep trying to tell y'all is happening. Thank you again, Roz. It's OnlyFans. OnlyFans, that nasty website. And so you got young girls out here showing their tail and getting paid to show themselves and to humiliate themselves. Y'all realize that cyberspace is forever at this point. You realize whatever goes up into cyberspace is, like, captured and it's there. So even if in 20 years you want to marry a preacher and run for president, those naked pictures of you are going to be up there. Okay, you'll be known as something that I don't think you want to be known for. And it disgraces me because I know, pornography was not African at all. It just was not. First of all, we were already half naked, so we didn't ogle over each other in that way. We revered and honored each other, which is why in ancient African languages, you don't have words for sodomy, rape, or homosexuality. You don't have it. I'm not playing. You don't have it. Okay? So homosexuality, pedophilia, prostitution, bestiality, all these things come out of the white European dynamic. All these things come out of an ice age behavior. All of them, including brutality. We didn't have those things in ancient Africa. We didn't rape each other. We didn't sodomize. We didn't do that. We knew exactly what the body was supposed to do. We knew how sacred it was, how every aspect of it was sacred, especially the female. And so that's why when you get into a European dynamic, you get into a male-dominated construction. But that is wrong. Even the word matrix, M-A-T is female, all day, every day. Matter, material, mather, mother, matriarch, ma'at. Female. Why? Because life comes through females. Men do not give birth innately. I don't care how much surgery you want to try to have to just go against God. Women are the ones, females are the ones that bear the fruit. The man is the seed. We bear the fruit. Period. The universe doesn't really make mistakes. It will allow everything that we want to have happen, happen. And that's why we must remain conscious, because we're losing that and we're unconscious. And many of you are asleep, and many of you are so asleep that you didn't realize that you just damaged yourself by taking the tenderoni shot. You didn't realize that. You thought you were doing something good because you want to jump on the bandwagon and be on Facebook and talk about, oh, I got my shot like everybody else. Now, wait for it. And again, I pray for you. I pray for you. Because I cannot, in my consciousness and my conscience, I cannot hold valuable information, which I have painstakingly researched for hours upon end while y'all want to watch Jerry Springer, and hold it to myself, or just tell it to Honey Lish and a couple of friends. No, I'm not that type of human. I know if I've got viable information, then it is my responsibility and my duty as a human being to share it. Now, if you grab hold of it and you get it, awesome sauce. If you missed it, that's you. That's on you. But you will not be able to say, I didn't know. Because if you know me, I told you. I've had this inside conversations. Big shout out to my girl Ivy, my line sister Ivy. Big shout out to Ivy. We had a real deep 5-hour conversation the other day. Real talk, y'all, hours on the phone about everything and how she's, you know, her people are calling her the crazy one because she won't take it. And all I tell her is let them know somebody has to live. Somebody got to be strong and healthy when everybody else is falling down and breaking down and falling apart and dying. Somebody else got to live. I'm sorry. All right? So don't be mad that you made a mistake. You better pray. Talk to your creator. Ask for a miracle. They do happen. Okay? I believe in miracles. They do happen. But snap out of it. Because I don't know how you've been assuaged into feeling that this government or that the World Health Organization or that National Institute of Health or any one of them gives a ding-dang about your behind. Especially black people. Y'all crack me up. And I'm hearing, oh, our whole church was inoculated. Wow, that's heavy. That's heavy to me. Because I don't understand. Lord knows, God has told you, when it all comes down, have faith in me. Have faith in me. Not in man, in me, in God, in the Creator. Have faith in me. Not even yourself, me. When all seems to fade, when it comes down and gets thick and you just don't know what to do, or something is facing you that's really deep and intense, have faith in me. And me is God, the Creator. So everybody, y'all go to church every Sunday, sometimes 2-3 times a week. Y'all just blew God to the side. And you put your trust in the enemy. And honey, trust me, they are the enemy. Wow. So that frightens me. And I don't want to talk about the passages. I don't want to talk about your passages and your things and da-da-da-da-da-da. I want to hear about it because you flew in God's face, as my grandmother would say. You flew in God's face. Everybody lined up in the car getting a drive-through shot. We ain't never seen that before either. Insane to me. Insane to me. When I know of people who didn't even live 6 hours after they got their shot, they dead. So even if you're in the middle of your vaccination trial and you've only gotten the first shot and you're still scheduled for the second shot, I'm just going to say, don't do it. Don't do it. Stick with whatever is inside of you for now. Leave it alone. Pray. Try to get it out. I'm telling you, they're working on treatments right now. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, they are working on treatments. Dr. Rashid Buttar, they're working on treatments to help you rid of this thing out of your body, because we very well know it was never meant to come out of you. It's meant to be irreversible. But what goes up will come down. So I maintain the hope and the faith in that they do come up with something that can hopefully save you all, because it's about to go down. Now, moving forward, I want to talk about elements of the universe. I want to talk about things that we don't always see all the time, and I want to talk about things that I know most of you have no idea about. But I don't mind enlightening you, because I too was enlightened at one point one day, and it was a wonderful and beautiful experience. So I don't know how many of you are familiar with the 5 platonic solids. Okay, these are shapes, but these are the five major shapes of the entire universal physics structure, okay? So I'm not just talking about rectangles and squares and triangles and circles. No. I'm talking about the tetrahedron, which is like two pyramids inverted in each other. It makes a beautiful star. Tetrahedrons are awesome. Very, very powerful. We use tetrahedrons in stargates. Okay, the cube itself, that four-sided cube like a dice, okay, without the dots on it. The cube, cube is foundation, by the way, and we're seeing a lot of cube technology and a lot of cubism in a lot of ads and other things because the cube is really deep, okay? The icosahedron, awesome, okay, these things are, how would I say, very multidimensional. Okay, in terms of shapes. They're solids, though. The octahedron, that has eight sides, and the dodecahedron has 10 sides, like a big soccer ball, okay? All of these shapes, when they are infused into one another, into one thing, they make up what we call Metatron's cube. Metatron was known back in ancient times as being a very all-powerful entity. And when you put all of these shapes together, they form Metatron's cube. The word Metatron was even believed to be unspeakable. You could not say it. If you did, you could get into a lot of trouble or even possibly be killed because knowing Metatron's cube and knowing the five platonic solids meant that you had a supreme knowledge and wisdom. And it took a lot to get to that level of study to even be able to study each one of the solids, let alone know all of them, all five of them, and put them all together to make this cube, okay? So you can look it up when you get an opportunity, but it's Metatron's cube, M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N apostrophe S cube, all right? Check that out when you get an opportunity because those shapes govern our entire universe and world, okay? Moving on. Got to give a real big shout out to my sister Ty Phoenix, okay, Sister Chart Smart on Instagram, amazing, beautiful human being. She is a master astrologer, and if you need to get a reading and find out who, what you are, you need to hit her up when you get an opportunity. Also, I want to give a big major congratulations to the Hood Healer, Sister Imani. She is with child. She and her king are expecting a beautiful princess, and they are doing everything in their power to protect and develop this beautiful baby inside of this sister's womb during their gestation period. Beautiful couple, beautiful sister. I know this baby is going to be stetsasonic. I just want to give a shout out to her because the Hood Healer does her work. She has been through a lot. She has learned a lot, and she is a very special entity. And so I just want to give a shout to her and to Sister Ty Phoenix. Now, Ty Phoenix and I talk a lot about the Schumann resonance. You might be like, the Schumann who? The Schumann resonance, okay? The Schumann resonance is actually the sound of Earth, okay? It's nicknamed the heartbeat of Mother Earth. It can occur in bands which match up to the ranges which are seen in our brain waves. All right? There's an atmospheric cavity between the Earth and the ionosphere. Every second, about 1,000 lightning flashes around the globe harmonize these pulses which travel around this pocket, sending an electromagnetic energy signal to all microorganisms, okay, which includes us. Hi, fam. These signals couple us to Earth's magnetic field and are also thought to be inversely influenced by the mass, emotions, and sum of human consciousness. Are y'all paying attention to what I'm trying to say? Because remember before when I did mention at the beginning of the show about our energy and how things go into the cosmos and how things reverberate. Our words and sounds also reverberate into the cosmos for all of eternity. I know I talked about my little cyberspace thing with the OnlyFans thing. But honestly, like, our energy goes out into the cosmos. Okay, and then it culminates and it gets sent back to Earth. So if we're all depressed and afraid and sad, can you imagine what happens to Earth? Whereas if we are all happy and joyous and blessed and full of love and light, can you imagine what that happens on earth? Think about that for a moment. Now, normally, okay, we are in the 7.83 hertz. Humans are tuned to the resonant vibration of Earth. Why? Because we live on Earth. Hi, how you doing? Human beings vibrate. Yes, we vibrate. And the frequency that they emit ranges from 5 to 10 hertz. All right? We're in the same range as the 7.83 of Mother Earth. This is why nature is so healing to people. It helps them match the earth frequency of 7.83, which boosts the body's natural ability to heal and regulate itself. You all have heard me say this before, especially when all this mess popped off. I was like, go outside. They're talking about stay inside. No, go outside. Give vitamin D. Take off your shoes and your socks and put your feet upon the earth, whether you go to the beach and you put your feet on the sand, whether you go to a park or if you have a backyard and you put your feet on the grass. Put your feet on earth. Ground yourself. Allow the healing properties of earth to come in through your feet, up through your spine, into your brain, and all through your entire nervous system. It happens. It doesn't have to be something visible in order to be happening. Just like I said about radioactive energy, we can't see it. Hi, you can't see it, but it does poison you and hurt you. Okay, within human biology, studies have shown that the Schumann resonance frequencies have particular effects on our brains and nervous system, the cardiovascular system, the autonomous nervous system, circadian rhythms, immune function, DNA, and more. Are you with me, family? Do y'all feel me? I really pray you feel me. I pray you can hear me too. I'm like, okay, I'm still audible, right? Okay, yes, I am. I mean, you know, because y'all are a little quiet. I'm getting some text messages, but some of y'all might be pondering, and that's fine. Ponder. But we are so in tune with this energy and with this planet and with the Schumann resonance, which is the sounds and the heartbeat of Earth. Now, I often make jokes and say, I'm not from here. We're not. I'm not from Earth. I live here. I'm not from here. My soul is from a whole nother dimension and a whole nother system of light. I already know that. I am not an earthling. I just am visiting here. And there are many of us like this. Most of us are not from Earth. That's hilarious because the soul is eternal. So the soul is not hanging out too much on Earth when it comes out of the body and transcends. Okay, and when we go to sleep and we dream, depending on who you are, I dream quite vividly in color. I can fly in my dreams. I go to other star systems in my dreams. Some of y'all may just dream about having ice cream. I'm dreaming about all kind of metaphysical things and moving through dimensions of time. I'm cognizant of that. And I'm happy. I feel blessed to be able to do so. So I'm gathering information while I am conscious, unconscious, superconscious, and supraconscious. And y'all can look all that up on your own later. But it's important for you to realize you don't just have consciousness and unconsciousness. No. You've got so many different levels to consciousness. It's insane. Just like you've got so many dimensions, it's crazy. So, yeah, we're in the third dimension on the third rock from the sun, planet Earth. We live in a three-dimensional reality, but we're moving into a five-dimensional reality. And so what's more important is that we're moving towards 5D, F5G. We're moving towards 5D. We have to move into the fifth dimension. And so a lot of interesting things are going to happen to us as humanity as we move into this fifth dimension. I keep saying that everybody going to make it. It's not a diss. It's the truth. Because if you're inundating your consciousness with very low-frequency behavior, low-frequency, quote-unquote, entertainment, low-frequency speech, low-frequency behaviors and ways, then it's going to be very difficult to ascend to a higher dimension. You can only ascend into a higher dimension as you get more and more enlightenment and more consciousness. Okay? You know? Seriously. I need you all to realize that. I need you all to understand, and overstand that. That's really real. Okay? There are suggestions that the Schumann resonance may not only affect telecommunication services, but it can also affect melatonin, influencing biological functions such as circadian rhythm of animals and humans. Not only does melatonin regulate sleeping patterns, but it also regulates blood pressure and reproduction. Did you hear what I just said? Not only does melatonin regulate your sleeping patterns, but also regulates blood pressure and reproduction. Special. Okay? Melatonin is secreted by your pineal gland, which is a very tiny, tiny gland about the size of the tip of your pinky, shaped like a mini juicy pine cone, and it sits right in the middle of your brain. Okay, we secrete melatonin at night in the dark and serotonin during the day. So melatonin is to help you rest, rejuvenate, okay, help the body replenish and gain strength, cleanse itself. You know, like when you put your computer to sleep, your body's been doing this for millennia, okay? Then while you're awake, you're producing serotonin, keeping you alert. And it's very, very important, especially for melanin-dominant people, and I know some of y'all may dig it or not, but it's important that we actually sleep when it's dark and we're awake when it's light. Even if you get up late, you're still waking up in daylight. But you need to be asleep when it's dark. It's a very, very special thing that happens to the brain and the internal nervous system when we're sleeping in the dark. So those of you who are working these graveyard shifts, the reason why they call it the graveyard shift is because you can lead yourself to an early grave because you're depriving yourself of sunshine because you're sleeping during the day. You're trying to. You'll never get the same kind of sleep in the daytime that you can at night. I don't care who you are, where you are, unless maybe you're like several miles underground and don't even know it's daylight or nighttime. Real talk. Okay? Now, when it comes to human brain waves, Schumann resonance, ELF, extremely low frequency waves in Earth's magnetic field overlap with our own brain waves. Okay? As I said, the fundamental Schumann resonance is 7.83 hertz. It corresponds to the high theta of human brain wave range. All right? So our brain waves go, they're very beautiful and amazing. You've got delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma. All right? Now, just to break it down shortly, delta, deep healing sleep. Deep healing sleep. The waveform is wide and high and low, but it's wide. It's not short and stagnant, okay? Theta, dreaming flow states, okay? So this waveform is a little bit more active, but you're still dreaming, okay? And you're still in a state of unconsciousness. Alpha waves, relaxation and reflection, which you can be awake. You can be awake. You might be in a meditative or even a prayer state or just in a quiet state, but that's alpha, okay? Beta, concentration and learning. When your children are in school, if you yourself are in school or you're learning something that's new, you are activating the beta brain waves so that you can concentrate and get what it is that you're learning, okay? And lastly is gamma. Gamma is insight and expanded consciousness. This waveform is fierce. It's very full, okay, of many, many waveforms in short frequency, okay, like a heartbeat, but not even as simple as a heartbeat. Very active. All right, delta brain waves, 0 to 4 hertz, corresponds with the Schumann resonance 411 hertz. Okay, brain rhythm occurs in deep dreamless sleep or unconsciousness. This is associated with drowsiness, you know, when you feel like you're sleepy and you're like in between type of feeling, okay? Theta brain waves, 4 hertz to 8 hertz, corresponds with Schumann resonance 411 hertz to 7.83 hertz. This brain rhythm is associated with drowsiness. It also occurs at the first stage of sleep and during deep meditation, as I mentioned, when we are awake but open to mental imagery. It has been associated with creativity, intuition, daydreaming, and fantasizing. It is believed to reflect activity from the limbic system, and increased activity is observed in anxiety, behavioral activation, and inhibition. Normal Schumann resonance, like I said, 7.83 is on the edge of theta and alpha. So alpha brain waves, 8 hertz to 12 hertz, corresponds with the 7.83 because it's up in there. This is the major rhythm seen in a normal, relaxed adult. Okay, it's present most of its life. It's considered a common state during alertness but not actively processing information. All right, alpha has been linked to creativity. Creative people show alpha when listening and coming to a solution and mental work. Alpha activity is also associated with overall mental and body-mind coordination, calmness, alertness, and learning. All right? I'm trying to move quick because I know this time goes by quickly. Beta brain waves, 12 hertz to 30 hertz, which does correspond with Schumann resonance, 14 hertz, 20, and 26 hertz. Beta reflects highly active processing. Okay, it occurs during normal waking, consciousness, and outward attention. Slow beta, 12 to 17, is normal information processing and mental activity. Fast beta, 17 to 30, is heightened alertness and fight or flight or even anxiety. Y'all have felt this before. Something's going wrong, you got to get out the way, you got to run, or you're in a situation that's dangerous or whatever, your brain is going to go into beta. All right. Lastly, gamma brain waves, 30 hertz to 100 hertz, corresponds with Schumann resonance, 33 hertz, 39 hertz, 45 hertz, and 59 hertz. This is associated with waking states and can occur when we are simultaneously processing information in both brain hemispheres. So whales and dolphins operate in these frequencies, which is interesting because whales and dolphins are very, very they're very close to humans. There's some folklore that even says that we used to be dolphins, okay? There's a lot of really interesting information correlating between humanity, human life, and dolphins and porpoises and whales, especially killer whales. Very interesting, just so you know, okay? So these days, unfortunately, all of these frequencies are being tampered with through radio waves, which have become increasingly radioactive as 5G is rolled out everywhere. And the many satellites that they've put into space are now beaming these messed up waves to all of us on Earth. Our bodies are like supreme antennas, okay? We pick up all energies from space and Mother Earth. Melanin-dominant people, black people, some Indian people, Native American as well as East Indian, some Asian people, some Latino people for sure. Okay, good morning. Melanin-dominant people have the highest frequency interaction on the planet because melanin is a superconductor. So as mentioned in previous episodes, melanin-dominant people are the only humans who are interacting with the entire electromagnetic spectrum. We're the only ones that can do that, including every ray of light and every energetic waveform coming to and from the planet. All right? We feel everything. That's why our senses are higher than any other human that has less melanin in their bodies. Melanin recessive people will not be able to actualize nor interact with 100% of the electromagnetic spectrum, okay? Now, melanin recessive people, a.k.a. Caucasoid people, are only able to interact with and intuit 16% of the electromagnetic spectrum, which were all the waves I just mentioned, including radio, micro, television, and cosmic energy. They can't do it. 16%. Melanin-dominant people, myself and those who look like me, 100% interaction and intuitiveness. Check. Also, please realize, dark matter and dark energy, which are in the universe and in what quote-unquote black holes, all these things are melanated substances in the universe. As blackness is the beginning of all things. Okay? Check that. Darkness comes before light always and forever. Just like in the wee hours of the morning when it's dark outside and then the sun rises and brings forth light unto the planet. It is darkest before the dawn. Darkness is first. It's primal. It's primary. It's first. That's why original humans, us, black people, original man is so powerful. Because we're the first. Okay, and as I said before, and it's been chronicled and it's been documented, white people are the last development of humankind on Earth about 10,000 years ago. Melanin dominant people, oh Lord, we've been here very much so over 300,000 years. And even the individuals that helped us to speed up our process of development in moving from Homo erectus to Homo sapien, they were black too. Another story, another show. When you get a moment, you can look it up. I'm just breaking it down. Got to give you these tidbits. Okay? So melanin is a very special substance. Without it, no one would be able to see, hear, taste, feel anything. All right, white people have melanin in them, just not to the degree that melanin-dominant people do. But melanin is in your eyes, in your ears, on your tongue. It's all in your brain. There's a clear pool of it in the base of your brain. Okay, it's deep. Don't play with me. All right, it also aids in our supreme cognition, animation, communication, and dexterity. Child, please, we so fly. We so fly. We don't even know, okay? And we're only hated because we are envied. We're envied beyond belief. You want to castrate and kill people and do all kind of stuff because you envy them, okay? Again, the tanning industry is billions of dollars, the tanning industry. Whether you're taking melatonin pills, whether you are laying down at the beach or in the sunshine by the pool, whatever, or the people who go to Central Park, you live in Manhattan, but you go to Central Park and you lay out in a bikini just trying to get more color. Check. Everybody knows it. It's not a secret. So walk with that. Wake up with that tomorrow. Holla. All right, moving forward, I want to discuss, so that's the Schumann resonance and what happens with the Schumann resonance and the electromagnetic spectrum and the waves of energy in our thought process and how we interact and intuit information and send and receive information to and from the cosmos 24/7, can't help it, it's what's popping. All right, I know I'm going deep, but just fasten your chin strap and get a glass of water. Just follow me, all right? There is a thing, I'm calling it a thing, it's a noun, known as the Akashic Records, okay? In theosophy and anthroposophy, the Akashic Records are a compilation of all universal events, thoughts, words, emotions, and intent ever to have occurred in the past, present, or future in terms of all entities and life forms on Earth, not just humans. Okay, they are believed to be encoded in a non-physical plane of existence known as the mental plane. All right, there are anecdotal accounts of it, but it doesn't exist in an actual physical plane. You can't touch it. You can intuit it. Okay, the great Edgar Cayce was one in modern times to confirm its existence, and he could actually travel to it and come back and express what was happening with it, what was going on, bits of information from the past, present, and future that in real time he wouldn't have been able to experience. But in hypnosis, trance, and meditation, he could connect with the Akashic Records. Okay? Mystics, shamans, priestesses, and priests of ancient times were very well aware of the Akashic Records, okay? Real talk, this is why there was so much reverence for nature and being symbiotic with nature and all the animals and life forms and being what? Good. Okay, being good and practicing the golden rule, do unto others if you have others do unto you, all these kinds of things, okay? We were very, very deep in that because we knew, A, whatever we do comes back to us, B, we need to be good to Mother Earth and to nature and to each other. It is to our detriment to do harm to Mother Earth and each other or an animal. It is to our detriment to do these things. Okay? The word Akasha means, all right, it's the ancient Sanskrit word, which is old, just so you know, for ether, which is invisible. Sky, or atmosphere, which is also invisible. We can't see the air, but we know that the energy changes in these things. We know that. The energy on Earth is different than the energy in the sky or the atmosphere, as well as the ether plane. Don't forget, ether is the fifth element. It is unseen. It's not just air. Ether is different than air. Okay? So this was very well known during the times of certain what they call root races, such as the Lemurians and the Atlanteans and the Cometans. All right? This is real stuff. So I'm saying this so that we can start to really get a hold of things, and if we want to check our reality and if we want to change the way things are going, then we're going to have to realize that what we say and do and how we behave with each other is reverberating into the cosmos, and the cosmos is only going to give you back what you gave it. So get yourself together. Lighten your thoughts. Love each other. Send loving vibrations to strangers, even other countries. Pray for your enemies. How about that one? Don't curse your enemies. Pray for them. Hope that they will receive enlightenment to change their ways, not just to not be an enemy, but to not be a plague upon the earth. Because we have that happening, and we cannot live in a false sense of security. I beg of thee, we cannot live in a false sense of reality moving forward. There are ancient Kemetic symbols which have been so grossly misunderstood, I'm a little tight about it, all right? And I get real mad at you Negroes who want to say that the Ankh, the Eye of Heru, Sephiroth, and other beautiful, amazing, powerful symbols are demonic or in any way associated with devilishment, Lucifer, or any other damn devilishment. Stop playing. Stop it. You sound ignorant and stupid. I'm going to say it again. You sound ignorant and stupid. Just because you don't understand it or understand it doesn't mean it is from the devil. It means that your ass don't know. That's what it means. And that you need to get in the know and get yourself together. Because if you really knew what the symbol of the cross was about, you might not wear that either. But that's a whole nother conversation. So I'm going to start with one of my favorites, and that is the Eye of Heru. The Eye of Heru, and you can look it up if you're listening to me right now. You can Google the Eye of Heru. Some people call it Horus, but that was not his name because Horus is a Greek word. His name was Heru. Is the side lateral view of the human brain, specifically highlighting the medulla oblongata, which is the tail part at the bottom. The dot in the middle is your pituitary gland or your pineal gland, mainly your pineal gland, excuse me, not pituitary. And the eyebrow is representing your cerebral cortex. Okay, my beautiful eldest niece, she got a wonderful tattoo with the Eye of Heru inside of a sun. Absolutely beautiful tattoo. Big shout out to baby girl for having courage and wisdom to pick that particular symbol to have as a tattoo. It's beautiful, powerful. And we actually were on the phone for a couple of hours as I was breaking it down to her about what she had on her body, because I was like, you need to understand and overstand what it is. So when anybody asks you, you can hit them with the gift and be like, blah, 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 bam, and it's done, okay? So that's the Eye of Heru. Khepra, okay? Khepra, which means supreme transformation, is actually the three hemispheres of our brain, right, left, and frontal lobe, cerebral cortex. Those are what is expressed. Those are what are being expressed in the Khepra, which is also the beetle, okay, in Kemetan science. All right, the beetle is not bad. The beetle is awesome. It means supreme transformation, and I advise you to start practicing some supreme transformation on your own life. How about that? Next, the Sephiroth. The Sephiroth is a six-pointed star with wings. It looks like two triangles smushed onto each other. One's up, one's down, and there's wings on the side. Okay? Now, that means supreme femininity and supreme masculinity together as one, in harmony as one. Okay? The female aspect is the down-pointing triangle. The down-pointed triangle represents the womb of a woman, okay? It represents the uterus, which is triangular-shaped, hello, good morning, all right? The upward-pointing triangle represents the male, represents the phallus, represents the penis. So we've got a womb and a penis in one thing with wings. The wings always means heavens. The wings always means a way higher level of consciousness into the gods and goddesses realm. Understand that for me. Okay? And the Herubidet. The Herubidet is the sun with wings, a disc in the circle with wings. That's one of Heru's other totems, okay? Because without the sun, good morning, we're all dead. So ancient Kemites and Africans in total, and many other ancient melanated societies, always worshipped the sun, S-U-N, because without it, there's no food and there's no life, and they knew that. They also knew that their skin was symbiotic with the sun, and that the more sunlight they received, even with vitamin D, but the more ultraviolet rays they received, they would literally like beam up, their consciousness expands. My consciousness expands when I'm in sun. That's why I love to sit direct sunlight, okay? Ain't nobody over here afraid of getting blacker, because, baby, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, and the more melanin I possess, the healthier I am. Why you think they always want to go to Africa and inoculate people and give them all kind of fake synthetic drugs? Because they want to break down that melanin in them. They want to break it down. Because we're talking about superheroes, honey. So you give the superhero the kryptonite, right? When Superman gets kryptonite, he's weak, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Okay. Lastly, one of my ultimate favorites is the Ankh. The Ankh symbolizes life, but the Ankh is deeper than that life. You can than life really itself, because you can go into every aspect of energy. So you've got life, you've got eternal life, you've got light, you've got dark matter, infinity. All these things are in the Ankh, okay? So A-N-K-H, the A is Amon and Amonet, okay? The N, Nun and Nunet, that's water. Ket and Keket, that deals with the seen and non-seen and the infinity of things, Het and Het-Het, all of life. Okay? Then you've got the loop at the top. The loop can be an example or a symbol for the air or the sun in the sky or a woman's womb. The horizontal line across, okay, that's earth or offspring or even man. Okay? And the path of the sun even, excuse me, and how the path of the sun moves across the horizon. Okay? Like, it's really important. I'm going to say it one more time. The loop at the top is the air, the S-U-N or woman's womb. The horizontal line, the horizon, the earth or the offspring from the woman's womb. The vertical line going down could be a male phallus, okay, and or the path that the sun takes as it revolves around the planet Earth. Also, the Ankhu is a soul in the afterlife. Ankhu. Okay, and Khu is a part of your soul. So the Ankhu means your soul in the afterlife. All right, so I'm saying all these things so that, A, I want to demystify and, of course, definitely de-demonize all of these wonderful and powerful symbols because they are ours as melanin-dominant people. They gave birth to other sacred symbols that we see. So that all-seeing eye that you see on the dollar bill, which the Masons stole from Kemet, is the Eye of Heru. You got that on your dollar. You didn't call that demonic anyway, okay? You see ankhs, and then when you get a cross, think about it. A cross is an ankh without the air. Now, we do have a symbol of the cross in ancient Kemet, but it has nothing to do with Yahshua, a.k.a. Jesus. It has nothing to do with the resurrection. It has nothing to do with any of those things. Just understand that. Okay, the Ankh was the most powerful. The Ankh, if you have ever met or had the esteemed gift of meeting Queen Afua or even Baba Haru Samaj, they carry an Ankh, a big Ankh on their elbow, like it's humongous, okay, because it's a key to life, it's energy, okay. In ancient days, the Kemites could speak words of power and vibrate things through the loop to manifest a different reality. Okay, we some badasses, y'all. We so fly, it's not funny. So that's why I said we've been dumbed down into a whole nother sense of who we are. But trust me, there are many of us who know exactly who we are, how powerful we are, and why there's a campaign to kill us all. And I'll always say it. I've said it a million times. I may say it a million more before I leave this planet. But you ain't never going to win a war that you don't even know you're in. Check. All right? Lastly, I'm going to go into what are called the Georgia Guidestones. Now, this goes along with the pinky and the brain scheme and part of what we're seeing with the mayhem and the madness with the tenderoni shot and this stupid COVID-19 pandemic situation, okay? I'm tired, so I have to continue to reiterate that which I know to hopefully spark you to be able to go and look stuff up on your own, do some reading, buy some books, different things like that. That'd be really great. It would behoove you to do so, trust. It really, really would, because they're banking on our ignorance. And as I started at the beginning of this show, I'm disappointed in a lot of you who've got numbers and letters after your damn name, and you didn't figure out that this was a scheme and a ploy to damage you and damage your body and damage future generations for damn near perpetuity. And y'all just missing it. So, again, I pray for you. All right, so the Georgia Guidestones were erected in eastern Georgia by some crazy white organization and some crackers. Pardon me, I love all the white people. I love everybody, but goddammit, I'm calling you a crackers because this is the dumbest thing ever. This is deep. This is when you're talking about people who are afraid and they want to have so much control that they literally put together a whole new plan. And it can and possibly will be executed because the masses are blind to the facts. So, the first one of the guidestones, there's 10, because this thing is meant to, like, replace the Ten Commandments. which is hilarity because, again, the Ten Commandments come from the 42 laws of Ma'at. All 10 of them are in the 42 laws of Ma'at. So I think you should go and look up the 42 laws of Ma'at because even if you're a Christian, Muslim, Jew, Buddhist, Taoist, whatever you are, the other 32 are still relevant. You are responsible for them. So if you're just sticking to the 10 and you don't know the other 32, you could be causing an issue for yourself and for your soul's evolution. Real talk. Just want to share that. Because ignorance doesn't free you from responsibility. It just makes you stupid. Feel me? So, number one, because after I read these, I'm going to bring in my co-hosts. Hopefully they're on the line with me tonight, and then we're going to make it happen. Number one, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. 500 million is a very small amount of people, fam. Okay? I know we're dropping like flies right now, but in a normal world, there are over 7.5 billion people on the planet. All right, plus, because there's people in cracks and crevices of this earth that are not counted and we have no idea that they're there. So please realize and listen to me when I tell you. Trying to maintain a balance of humanity under 500 million people means a whole lot of people gotta die. You know, and so this is one of the ways that they're doing that with the tenderoni shot and the COVID-19 pandemic ploy. They have gotten you all to sign yourselves up. So at this point, there's only a few of us that may still be here in 10 to 20 years. We might be down to 500 million because I already know millions of y'all are going to fall ill and you might not make it. You might have 10 years. Sorry. Number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Guide reproduction wisely. Can anyone say Planned Parenthood and eugenics? Good morning. Whose reproduction you fit in a guide? And this is what's interesting to me because I know that the Caucasoid race is at lower than zero. Okay, so those of us, when you had school and you were in school and you saw the zero and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and to infinity to the right and then you have -1, -2, -3 on the left side into infinity. Yeah, that's the direction that the Caucasoid race is moving in with regard to having children and fertility, reproduction. So while they can't have babies, you still have people even in what they call third world countries, which is crazy to me. I told you that I don't believe in a third world country on one planet, that are having babies at exponential rates. And babies in the hood are continuing to be born, even whether they are eating Happy Meals every day, whether they go to White Castle, whether they go to the bodega and get that turkey sandwich that's not turkey, with the cheese that's not cheese, and the little juice barrel that's a color, red dye number, whatever, with not a piece of nutrient in it, babies in the hood are still popping out. Think about that for a minute. Okay, number three, unite humanity with a living new language. Living new. You know how many languages exist on this planet? Africa alone has over one country could even have over 200 dialects. What new living language? Living language? Hello? Just think about these things. Feel me. Number four, rule passion, faith, and tradition, and all living things with tempered reason. How you rule in passion, that's something that's innate. Faith is spiritual. How you rule in that tradition? Who is tradition? And all things with tempered reason. Whose temperament? Do you know how much our temperaments vary from culture to culture? Whose temperament? I don't want a European temperament for my ideal traditions and faiths and passions. Sorry, no, I do not. I do not want a misconstrued, backwards, wrong. No, I don't. We got enough of that. No offense, it was called Christianity. Backwards, wrong, just all the wrong information about what really happened, books removed from the Bible so that people wouldn't understand what was going on, all kind of stuff. And I'm not talking about believing in Yahshua. No, I'm talking about a construct specifically built out by the Roman Catholic Church to take over the world and dominate. The same power that actually allowed slavery to exist, as papal bulls were put out to tell them to go and enslave people of color worldwide. That's your Christianity, just so you know. Number five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Where that is, I don't know. We ain't got that here right now. Y'all know that already. The justice system is so flawed and full of it, it's not funny. We've got to replace the police department with sane individuals. Okay? People need to be trained in tolerance and culture and understanding culture as well as construct and why racism was even created. Can we talk about that? Call me if y'all work in the police department and you need me to come in for diversity training. I'll help you out. Because that's insane to me. Moving forward, number six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. See, world court makes me nervous if you don't have individuated smaller courts in those specific regions to handle what needs to be handled in those regions and places around the earth. So that's BS right there too. Okay, sorry. Number seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. I have mixed emotions about that because I do believe we do have some people that are just sitting around getting a check in the Senate and Congress and what have you. I do. But at the same time, I also know that you do have to have certain people in certain positions. Now, see, again, in ancient Africa, the elders were the ones that you went to. Not just the old, the elders, the wisest. Not because you have more money. Not because you look nice in a suit. Not because you're kind of handsome and I kind of trust you and I'd date you if I could. None of that had to do with who was ruling over the people. Or who, not rule over, I don't want to use that word. Who would be put in place to help guide the people wisely? Think about that. All right. Number eight, balance personal rights with social duties. Balance personal rights with social duties. Whose personal rights and what are the social duties? Again, these are so loose, it's not funny, but they're kind of frightening in their own way because, first of all, this is carved in stone in Georgia. It sits there. Okay, I told you they've been spat upon, peed upon, acid, spray painted, all kind of stuff has been vomited on, all kind of stuff. They're still standing there. They're there. They're not moving. And whoever put them up wants these things to come to fruition in our modern-day history. So just be aware so you can be warned and be wise. I'm almost done. Number nine, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Now, I've always prized truth. Truth is awesome, even when it sucks, but it is what it is, and so I'd rather live in truth than a lie. That's number one. But prizing beauty, what is your idea of beauty? Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So what's pretty to some ain't pretty at all. What some may consider beautiful, someone else may consider ugly. Okay? I do prize love, and I always prize seeking harmony with the infinite, but how do I put this? You're already in harmony with the infinite because you're breathing. You're here. You're alive. Your heart is beating. Okay? All these things, you're in touch, in tune with the infinite. You can't not be. So that last part, you know, is interesting. I would say maybe if you want to seek a greater harmony with the creator of the universe, that's great. To give praise, homage, love, reverence, respect, honor, that's awesome because without it, we don't exist. But in terms of the infinite, you're already in it. You are it. You are infinite. Your soul is infinite. So I don't need to seek harmony with whatever I already am. I need to love myself, but I'm already infinite. The harmony is already there. Life and death are the same thing. It's just different planes of reality. That's how I look at it. I'm just, but you know. And then last but not least, number 10, be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. So 10 goes back to 1, which is trying to maintain a balance of humanity of 500 million people. But my thing is, who said that's your job? That's where I get lost. I want to know who said that was your job. Because, baby, All right, so we got a lot popping in the chat. I am excited. Not in the chat, excuse me, in the queue. Hi, everybody. Peace and love to everybody in the queue. You're looking good. All right, first line I'm opening up. Dr. James Winborn, 973-640. I hope this is you. Alamo, are you with me?
Greetings, Queen. I am with you. How are you this evening?
Awesome. I am fantastic, blessed, highly favored, and divine. How about yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored. Sitting here just enjoying you feeding me this evening. I appreciate it. We got a queue full of people.
I see. I'm excited. I'm like, hi, everybody. I see Sister Dawn is in there, too. I think that's just awesome. I love Dawn. Dawn is ride or die. She checks out the show on a regular basis. So I love that. And I also see Revy Rev here. We got a 708-475, a 914-227. It's popping. I'm like, hey, everybody. That's just brilliant.
Right.
You know, but
that's
I thank
so
you accolades tonight. Go ahead.
I'm a yield. So that we can get some of the other people in that don't normally get the chance to talk on the program and get to ask the queen a question. Thank you. And let's go to the queue. I'm curious.
Yeah, all right.
Let me,
I don't usually do the queue because it's catch as catch can, but we're going to see what happens. 708-475, you are live. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. 708-475, are you shy? Do you want to talk? Or are you just listening?
You better talk before I take up the rest of the time.
Okay. Okay, maybe they're just listening, and that's perfectly fine. Enjoy your evening. 708-475. Okay, muting that. 914-227. 914-227, your mic is live. Welcome to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show.
Yes, good evening to you. How are you, ma'am?
Say that again?
Could you hear me? Yes, good evening.
Can.
How are you, ma'am? How
I'm
are you?
I'm wonderful to you tonight.
Great, great, great. I'm connected with you through Reverend Ron.
Awesome.
My dear so-called, I say so-called because I don't necessarily believe in horoscopes. I got so-called Gemini brother. So it's all a good thing.
Oh, indeed,
so,
indeed. And, you know, and here I go, like, don't be one to poo-poo the zodiac because, again, as above, so below. So because we're on Earth and we live in this cute little solar system with our 9 and 10 planets, all of those planets actually reverberate through us in our consciousness, whether we're aware of it or we're not. That is our reality. The universal creator, you know, allowed us to intuit and interact with these planets, and depending on where you were the day that you were born and where you were located on this planet, you have a birth chart, and it's quite relevant to your daily activities and your past, your present, your future, all that stuff. So the zodiac is definitely alive and well. It's very,
right.
Very real, whether you want to obey it or not, but it is. And again,
wow.
Like Sister Ty Phoenix is a master astrologer. You can always check her out if you have the opportunity on Instagram under Chart Smart. She has the best presentations. She's a master astrologer. It's not a game or joke or a drill. She'll tell you every house you got, what's going on in them houses, and what's happening. So just a little tidbit for you.
Right. No, definitely. I think most of my thoughts of it, you know, basically come from just this lack of knowledge.
Okay.
But let me ask you this. Would you say that the enemy – and I'm sure you know who that is. The enemy has took in what we had or what we created and just made mischief with it and turned it inside out and made it negative.
Most definitely.
Right, that's where I'm coming from. That's the only That's the only place I'm coming from.
Oh no, that's real. That's so real because unfortunately, I mean, you know, we discovered everything, okay? I'm not trying to sound facetious, but we really did. In our ancient societies, melanin-dominant people discovered everything, okay? The origin of chemistry means the study of melanin and blackness because the word chem means black.
Ah, wow. That's new data for me.
Chemistry is the study of blackness, and they knew that melanin was not only a substance which was inside of the human body, but it's in the earth and it's also in space. And so they knew this, okay? All of the symbols that I mentioned earlier have to do with parts of our brain and, you know, different glands in the body. I mean, even the fact that,
wait,
and I did a show on this a few weeks ago, but the fact that, say again?
Can I interject just a little bit on that? Because we were talking about the melanin, and we were talking about chemistry, and when you know the table, the chemistry table, the elemental table. The
table of elements.
The table of elements. You know, I always tell people how the religion and science a lot of times are saying the same thing, but in two different languages to two different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were to look on the elemental table, the elements, or even the word El, comes from the ancient Hebrew meaning God. And you go back and you look at, let's say, the sixth element being carbon, man being carbon-based, and then you go to the scripture and see that it was, which is element, which is this, the carbon, which is the sixth element.
Right.
And then you go back and you look through the scriptures through the course of creation, you'll find out that God or source made man on the sixth
day.
Matching with sixth element being common.
Mathematics, huh? Sound like math to me.
Well, yeah, because they want the 666 to be demonic, and the 666 is not necessarily demonic. That's true.
It's a God's number. Yes, it's a God's number. Definitely.
And then again, if you go to the science, it seems to represent the six protons, neutrons, and electrons in the body.
Right.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Yes. As well as the number 13.
Wow. So, sister, I'm glad I made that statement about the about astrology. That opened up another thing, which is good. You know, I appreciate that.
Oh no! With all respect, my brother, like knowledge is power. That's my line. Knowledge is power, and power is freedom. When we have conversations and we interact with each other, we get to learn more. The more we learn, the more we grow. The more we grow, the more we know.
Exactly. Oh, by the way,
my pleasure.
Brother Troy Muhammad is my name. Some people on the line know me. Dr.
All right,
assalamu
alaikum, brother Troy.
Walaikum salam.
God bless you.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Same to you, brother. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yes, definitely. Appreciate it.
You know, and hopefully you'll be on another time as well, because these are conversations that we need to have as a family. And,
of course.
You know, I just think it's important when we share. You know, I wouldn't be responsible if I have all this information and just hold it to myself and just tell my family I need to express this to the world so that we can really come together. And we all learn when we learn different things. We may not like what we hear sometimes, but it doesn't mean that we can't understand it and learn it.
Exactly. You know who you remind me of? I'm sure you probably know her, Queen of Four.
Oh, I love my sister. Yes, thank you so much. That's a compliment to me.
that's my sister. Definitely.
Yeah, she's dynamic and fantastic. Big shout out to Queen of Fool holding it down in Brooklyn and Newark. Like, I love that queen.
Exactly. Brooklyn, definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sis.
And you have a wonderful and blessed evening and week.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate that knowledge.
Oh, no doubt, brother. Anytime, always. And feel free to visit the archives as well, okay?
Okay, definitely.
Thank you. All right, peace and love.
All right. Same to you. Yep, same to you.
404-952. Your mic is about to be open. Give me a second. Yes. And welcome to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. Who's speaking?
Conroy. Dr. Ronnie knows me. I'm a business
associate. Peace and blessings, Brother Conroy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us tonight. Do you have a question or anything?
No, I just called the radio program, and I was listening in. I heard about the 666, some information on that already, and it was great to know that people are learning the truth about the nonsense that's been spread around the world to do with the positive history that we have.
Oh, my goodness. Indeed, my brother. Indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, again, we get all these things and they tell us that this is bad. And what was interesting, and I used to express this to my students as well, you know, most of what we call, quote unquote, the secret societies, all they did was steal our secrets and become a fake society.
Absolutely.
And then make themselves more grand and more fantastic and more, you know, pompous, if you will, with our knowledge that they still can't really understand or overstand.
Absolutely.
Then they turn it against us and tell us it's bad, it's the devil, it's wicked, it's this, it's that, it's pagan, all these kinds of things. Most people don't even understand the word pagan. Pagan just means natural.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean Luciferian. It doesn't mean the devil. It doesn't mean satanic. None of that.
The devil is telling us. The devil is calling our history devil, and they are the devils.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And everything, I've talked about this maybe a few years ago in a post-show, but I talked about how most of the things that the European experienced in his hellish world, living in an ice age and being in lack and confused and without sunlight and consciousness, they put onto people of color.
Yeah.
All those things they put onto us, being beasts, being illiterate, being nasty, being all these things they put onto us when that was their actual existence for a nice period of time. And so their behavior is still indicative of their experience because they still behave this way.
Well,
it's just that now they've pushed so much of it onto us, and now it's being amalgamated into entertainment, television, movies, children's programs, toys, all kind of crap, that now you got certain melanated people who have no problem behaving that way. But they are living in a state of ignorance of self. They don't even know who they are. They lack knowledge of self. And again, you lack that, and you lack in everything that you need.
Everything. How can you, have you seen the early footage of the Europeans in Africa saying, these people have got gold, they've got silver, they've got diamonds, and yet they're so primitive.
Oh, yeah.
They're so primitive. But listen to that word. We are primitive. Mm. We had a foundation. We had cities. We had universities.
Yes, sir.
We have engineers. We have all artists. We have musicians. And we were primitive?
Right. And that's
primitive. Yes. And
one of the things that gets me about the word primitive is the first four letters. So I'm going into prime. Prime usually means the best and the first.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So even
that's why you have to be careful with the words you speak in the English language because it's all tricky.
Etymology is deadly.
Yes.
You know, and again, that's why we call it spelling, because you cast spells with the English dialect and language. You cast spells you don't even know you're casting.
Yep. Yep.
Which is why my grandmother used to say silence is golden.
Yeah, I've heard that from my grandmother too, my great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm sorry I missed the early part of the show because I really wanted to kind of hear what was going on. But here where I'm at in Atlanta, I'm busy working on a project, and I actually called Dr. Ronnie to speak with him on some business and didn't realize he was on a radio program. But I really appreciate him like letting me come on, and you know, now I'm having a conversation with you. You know, if our people just understand that we need to stop living in fear and just go forward and do what we need to do.
The
fear. Mm-hmm. We are living in fear, and we need to stop fearing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just
right.
My mom would say, "Grab the bull by the horn and just go for it. Do what we need to do."
Exactly. Mm. And again, when you are doing what you need to do and you're standing on your square, the universe sort of puts you in a nice protective bubble to a certain extent because you're making your responsible, you're making yourself knowledgeable, you're on your grind, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're living in a state of righteousness.
Well, you know, once again, think of the, our people. Do you know, are we here plotting to bomb anywhere? Are we here plotting to kill anybody? Unless, you know, you hear people always, you have certain people talk about, you know, black and black crime and all this stuff. Look, it's the condition we're living in. It's just the condition. You know, most people wouldn't want to do crimes. Most of our people, if we are surviving and is doing pretty well, we wouldn't get into anything, any trouble.
Come on.
You know, think about it. All this destruction on this planet, where is it coming from? Who has created the destruction?
Right, exactly. And the other part that's so very interesting is that when you do have knowledge of self, as well as the means to provide for yourself, take care of yourself, take care of your family, you're not one to do detriment unto other individuals because you're happy and you're doing what you need to do.
Exactly.
It's when you are in lack, in desperation, in fear, as you just mentioned.
Exactly.
God knows the human body in fear will do anything to survive.
Absolutely. You're under duress. So to survive, you're going to do what you have to do to make sure you stay alive and take care of your family,
right.
Your family, or take care of yourself.
Exactly. Well, I thank you so much, Brother Kanye, for joining us tonight. Perhaps, hopefully, you'll join us again in the future. And if you want to listen to any of the past episodes, they're in the archives on the blogtalkradio.com/NeoNation network. Because all of our episodes are there, even from 2 years ago, 3 years ago when I first started the show. So you can always have a good time and go back in the archives and listen to all the different shows on the network, because one thing about the network, it's a very powerful network of very conscientious individuals. And so my show is just one of many where we are bringing forth truth, love, and enlightenment, and, of course, ways of financial, economic empowerment to our people, for our people, by our people. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very
much. You're most welcome. And have a blessed week ahead, okay?
And you. Thank you.
Brother, thank you.
Thank you.
I say. All right, Reverend Ron, because I know we're in these final momentitos. Reverend Ron Robinson, the mighty Reverend Ron Robinson, your line is open.
I want to, you know, go deep tonight. I better call Tyrone. That's what I better do. I want to yield my time to a brother that I've been trying to talk to you for the longest. The brother at 718-350, so I yield my time to him.
Oh, okay. I'm going to open his line. Bless you for being all nice and kind. Look at you. We're probably going to go a little overtime tonight, and the people online get cut off, but the people on the phone won't. So 718-350, your line is open. Welcome to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show.
Hotep sister, how are you this evening? I really enjoy. My name is Ronald A. Robinson. And been listening.
Stole my name.
there's something, no matter the negative tries to affect the positive always stands.
Oh yeah.
And so they've been the enemy. No matter how hard they try to divide us, put us down. You know, tell us we're ignorant, we're stupid, but we can't learn. You know, our bodies aren't this and our bodies aren't that, made for this and made for that. We always succeed with the best athletes.
Mm-hmm.
There are more black doctors and scientists and engineers coming out of us than they are, let it be told. The first injections and applications for blood transfusions came out of Africa.
Yes. Come on, brain surgery.
You know, and so on, and brain surgery as well. They're using sonar, you know, or sound to break up blood clots in our bodies. But
yes,
we used to use the cora to do that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
you know, and
yes.
so on. So the harder they try, the harder they try. And no matter what situation we are in, our spirit, our love, our power of the universe always comes through. Whether you're in prison, whether you're a drug addict or what have you. I used to tell some of my brothers and sisters, you know, they look down on the drug addicts and the homeless and everything else. And I'm saying, that may be a messenger. That may be an angel.
Exactly. Seriously.
You know, so don't demean that brother or sister. Don't look out. Give her a hand. Give him a hand. Give him a food, get some food or clothing or a place to live or whatever.
Listen
you know,
to them.
Because that may be your angel. So it's how no matter how hard they've come down on us, and even now with what's going on in the world, we are succeeding.
Yes,
we are succeeding, and we will succeed.
Ashe, I truly feel that. I really do.
Yeah.
Because I always say also, okay, you eradicate the planet of original man, and you have done so at your own detriment.
At your own detriment, yes.
Because you cannot kill, and I really believe that even when it comes to the commandment about honoring their mother and their father,
mm-hmm.
I don't sometimes feel or know that that is as vague as my own two parents, whom, of course, I loved and honored anyway.
It's
I think it's almost
vague.
Owed to honor your original mother and father,
mm-hmm.
your original humans on this planet that you come from.
That
because
you come
every
from.
Grouping of people comes
mm-hmm.
out of black people.
Black people. Yeah.
So when I look at that in a way, it's metaphysical for me. It's not just actual or literal as in mommy and daddy. But
mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely.
Another
absolutely.
Level for me, because when we do look at the 42 laws of Ma'at and we do look at the 10 commandments that come from the 42 laws of Ma'at, they're way more in depth. They're not vague.
Because
again, we're talking about master metaphysicists, highly, highly intellectual and spiritual people. So. You know, when I think of it in that way, so I'm like, okay, well, if you think that by getting rid of me, you're going to be able to prosper and have this fantastic psychedelic life, you are lying to yourself.
Because
taking yourself out too.
Yeah. That, you know, that's it. And we've gone so far to identify ourselves by what they have told us we are. You know, and if you got blue eyes, you're white. You know, if you got brown eyes, you're black. There are five different types of people in what they call Africa or Kemen. And some were as blue black as my brother.
Oh, my word. Come on.
Some were beige. Some were brown. Some had hazel eyes. Some had blue eyes. Some had blonde hair. Some had long hair. Some had short hair, you know, and so on. And from all of that, comes the world.
Exactly.
Comes all the people in the world. You have Chinese that are studying, you have Chinese scholars that are studying the Chinese and African relationships.
Yes, because we went to China all the time.
Yes.
Which is where martial arts created
martial
along
arts.
The way as we journey through into Asia and create martial arts, and we discover different techniques and ways of engagement, and not necessarily fighting, but engagement, I'll just call it. You know, we're
mentally,
incredible.
Mentally and physical, yes. Mentally and
every
physical.
Way, shape, form, and
so
fashion. And that's why, even as the brother mentioned before about, you know, the sports people, you know, all of the athletes. I mean, my God, like what they're able to do, the comparison is just, you don't see it. You know what I mean? We're
the gymnasts.
Way above. Oh my goodness, the black
gymnasts, the dancers,
the tennis players.
Oh,
right, football.
Things we're able to do.
Oh my word.
Yeah,
and then
the
again,
the
intellectual
the
prowess.
The whole intellectual prowess, you know, of us. And I respect you. I've heard you throughout about three or four times, and I want to go into the archives and review all of that and some other things that you're blessed, sister. You bless us every time.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you truly. You know, I mean, you all give me the tenacity and the strength to keep pushing, because sometimes it gets a little lonely. I was telling one of my dear friends the other day, sometimes it's really hard to be smart in this world. Because there's a lot of complacency, there's a lot of ignorance, there's a lot of lack of knowledge, and then there's so much self-doubt and all kind of stuff with our people, it can be very difficult. So I appreciate yourself for saying that to me. And again, I always appreciate Dr. Winborn and Reverend Robinson, because I wouldn't have this platform without them. And I've known Doc now for a long time, and I just always appreciate the opportunity to be able to come and share light and share love and wisdom, knowledge with our family, because we have to have it. And I know that the things that I'm talking about are not on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and whatever. They're not going to be told on television. Like, you know, they're not even on Netflix. Like, it's just not. I'm like, okay, have this platform, we're going to rock this bad boy till the wheels fall off, because, you know, we have something special. So I thank you, and feel free to share, you know, with other friends and colleagues about what we're doing on the Neo Nation Network. You know, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Definitely do.
You know, thank you, and have a wonderful week, okay?
Ashe.
Ashe. Stay blessed, Ashe.
Thank you very much.
So, yes, my awesome two, we're slightly over time, but you know how we do. You know how we roll. I really give thanks to everybody who was on tonight, and I really appreciate the commentary. You know, sometimes I can be leery about opening up people's lines because I don't know what you're going to say. But but thank you, Reverend, for sharing with your colleagues and constituents so that they could get on tonight. You know, I'm just
When you find something good, you see, I'm not a what they call that kind of. I'm not a stingy person. When I find something good, I tell everybody. I'm gonna tell them about Dr. Winborn. Tell them about you. You know, when I find something good, I spread it around.
Thank you, sir. Yes, you do. You certainly do. Especially your sunshine attitude and spirit. That definitely, that surpasses so much all the time, because you just have such beautiful energy.
My ex-wives, are y'all listening, ex-wives? Did y'all hear what a nightmare? I'm a good damn man. Y'all lost a good one.
And then I hear Doc in the background. What you talking about, Doc?
Nothing. Just go ahead.
Bad. You being bad? Let me stop. No, but I appreciate you both so much. I mean, again, it's not easy. You know, I also want to urge the family to tune in on Sunday nights from 7 to 9 to the World Federation, Ethiopian Federation show, which is just always awesome. You know, there's a lot going on the Neo Nation Network, and there's a lot happening with our Project Neo initiative. Please go to www.projectneo.org. And look at how you can become involved in a wonderful, empowering economic agenda that we have that's popping. I really, really want us to culminate, come together, tighten up, if you will. There are a lot of things happening. We're hearing all kinds of things. The stock market is up and down. We hear about cryptocurrency. We hear about all these things. I'm not anti-crypto, but what I did express to one of my constituents the other day was, well, what happens when the internet breaks down? Where crypto at then? What happens when there's a power outage and there is no internet? Where's your money? Period. Because I'm one who also urges us to invest in gold and silver and other precious ores just to have, because that will always be a greater source of finance, if you will, than a fiat dollar or a made-up currency that is still kind of young and people are still skeptical about. Trust me, silver and gold are always going to rule the day. So try to get some. Like, go to jbullion.com and just buy small pieces, like little small, you know, you don't have to get, I'm not asking you to try to get a bar of gold, you know, but get some grams, you know, and look at things in that way for yourself. Again, start your home garden. If you're feeling like you need to move, damn it, pack up and move. Don't procrastinate on something that seems to tap you on the shoulder. The universe is talking to us through symbols and signs and smells and everything. It doesn't just send you an email. So pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to what you're feeling. Okay, I got very fortunate. I knew I wanted to get out of the city. The universe paved the road for me to be able to get out of the city. I'm elated that I'm not in the city anymore. Never did I think I would say that. I'm a New York City girl, but I'm elated to live in the country. I don't want to be in the crowded hustle and bustle, overly 5G'd up and towers everywhere I can turn. I don't want to live like that. I knew I didn't want to live like that. So things began to appear to me in succession to lead me out of the city. Okay, it also didn't hurt that Honey Lish was in PA. So, okay, great. You know, now we're in a better place. But I'm just saying, follow your intuition. It is a gift. It is a divine gift from the Creator. And I find that a lot of times when we ignore our intuition, it is to our detriment, whether collectively or individually. If you do not follow your intuition, okay, you might get a message in a dream. Pay attention. Okay, you may haphazardly stumble across a video or a post or something that might really penetrate into your cerebral cortex and you can see it and feel it. Follow it. But don't negate your own power at all. And don't think that if you're getting a divine message that it's not a divine message. Okay, when you stop watching television a lot and you stop dealing with a lot of these electromagnetic devices, I know it's not easy. We're slaves. We're slaves to the laptop, to the cell phone, to the TV. We're slaves to a lot of these things, even your car. But at the same time, that's why I say go out into nature so you can counteract some of that. Okay, take off your shoes, like I said. Put your feet in the grass or on the sand or in the dirt. Not for hours, just for a few minutes even. It's up to you how long you got and how long you want to go. But you can ground yourself. We're in a very special time. Seriously, the beginning of the age of Aquarius is a very special time. Tumultuous for many, but it doesn't necessarily have to be if you've got your head on tight and you kind of, like I always understand, and overstand what's really going on planet Earth and how we're connected divinely to each other, all the animals and the plants, as well as the cosmos. Like, get into your higher self. Beam up. It's time to move into a higher frequency of being. We cannot stay in the third dimensional reality. So all this, I got to touch it and see it in order for it to be real. Y'all ain't going to make it. You're going to have to start having faith in what you cannot see, because what you cannot see will make manifest later. I don't know if y'all really realize that. What we cannot see can become an actual physical manifestation in some time, and that depends on your brain and how you work and how you're synthesized to the vibrations of the universe. But I'm so, so serious. When you're getting into more of a metaphysical life, it's amazing what you will find, what you will learn, what you will see, whether you're experiencing deja vu a lot or, you know, meaning that you've had an incident where you feel like you've been there before. I had one tonight during the show talking to the brother. Everything he said, I'm like, I remember this. I was there. I remember this. So don't be afraid of those types of things. You know, they've got, especially people of color, so fear-based. We're afraid to do business with each other. We're afraid to trust each other. We're afraid to leave our boyfriend with our girlfriends in their presence. We're afraid something's going to happen. We're afraid she going to cheat. We're afraid he going to cheat. Or they going to steal from me. They going to take something from me if I'm not watching. If all of that is real, then get rid of them folk in your life. Then those are people who you need to be with. Why would you surround yourself with people you don't trust? If that's the case, cut all of them bad boys loose and get a bunch of new friends. And love on yourself a little harder so that your vibration will bring to you those people who you need in your cipher to help you to grow and develop into a better person. Be cognizant of your growth and development, okay? I'm sick of hearing adults tell me, I'm grown, I go to work, I make my money, I could do whatever I want to do. No, you can't. Because the repercussions will be uncomfortable just because you want to be willy-nilly and wilding, okay? If you want to go out every night after work and do 10 shots, okay, your liver will let you know exactly what's popping if that's what you decide to do. I could do what I want to do. All right, easy on that. And, yes, we can. But do you really want to? And that's where we get a little confused, and we're thinking, I can do what I want to do. Like I said earlier about these beautiful young ladies on this nasty, nasty website where y'all are naked. I'm like, really? You're naked? And you're giving people access to your profile by way of paying to see you naked? What? Yo, I'm so glad I don't have kids because I'd be done killed my child. It wouldn't work out. It wouldn't work out. So all of you who may have friends or you have young people in your life and they've got an OnlyFans page, check them. Check them hard and check them now. All right? We know these other factions, the enemy is rolling out iniquity. They are rolling out iniquity like it's the hottest thing since sliced bread. They're giving it out like poker chips. Okay, and when I say iniquity, I mean being lewd, all right, being naked. I was in Baltimore a few weeks ago. The young girls are half naked in the street. It's downtown Baltimore. Y'all looking like you on South Beach, on the beach. Ain't no beach. The water isn't that close, and you're naked. Why are you naked? None of you are giving husband vibe. None of you are giving, I'll be a great wife one day. None of you. You look like little whores in training, and if somebody calls you a whore, you want to fight. But your ass is hanging out. Check that. I can't take it. I'm sorry. I can't. There's a difference between being sexy and being slutty and whorish looking. And mama's talking right now. You can't have everything out at one time. I'm just saying. Y'all got booty cheeks hanging out under your shorts. Your booty cheeks are not for anybody to see except for you, God, and your man or your mate. Your booty cheeks are not for the whole world to see. I don't understand. Cheeks everywhere. Really? It's degrading. You think it's empowering? No, it's not. It's degrading, and I feel embarrassed for you. So check yourself. And y'all, especially these big mamas out here listening, y'all know y'all, I got sisters on here. Check these young girls to the side every when you can. Okay? Sister Monique, the comedian, just gave a great, great Instagram post because y'all sitting up in the damn airport with bonnets and slippers and pajama bottoms on. Don't do that. Don't go out your house with pajamas, slippers, or bonnets on. Do not do it. You make everybody look horrible. I was recalling when I was young and we used to fly internationally because of my father's job, we all had on suits. My father had on a suit. My mother might have on a suit. My sister and I have on an outfit that is neat, pressed, coordinated and tight, ready to go. Hair coiffed, ready. Ain't nobody in no bonnet. Ain't nobody in no rollers. Stop that. It's not cute. It's the tackiest thing ever. Please just cut it out. Okay? And again, I know a lot of us have been sheltered. Some of us are self-sheltering. I hear people still talking about, I don't want to come outside. Whatever. Just make sure you take a shower and change your clothes every day. Please don't wear the same clothes every day, even if you're in the house. Don't do that. Change your clothes, change your underwear, wash your body, please, do your laundry like you're supposed to. I don't care if you ain't going nowhere. My mother was 87 when she passed. Diva would get up and get dressed every day, even if she was not leaving the house. Even when she got to the point where she could not leave the house, she still got dressed, put her little face on, okay, got her little outfit on, her little scarf, whatever. She's cute no matter what. And it gave her a sense of belonging, a sense of being, and a sense of pride in herself. Even when she couldn't walk anymore, she still got up and got dressed and washed every day. Please, I beg of thee, because some of us, we're getting mad lazy. We don't want to bathe. We don't want to brush our teeth. Stop it. Please, please, Lord. Don't think ain't nobody watching, because everybody's watching and smelling. Hi, how you doing? Don't be a funky butt in the world. Please, take care of yourself, practice good hygiene, maintain positive thoughts, be good to the earth, the animals, and each other. I beg of thee. We will see a beautiful day one day. But take pride in yourself. Love yourself wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Love yourself wholly and entirely. And I tell any one of you, if you're looking for a mate and you're lonely and you want a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a wife or a husband, love yourself. Love up on yourself. You will emit an energy that will draw the person to you that you want to be with. You won't be able to help it. They'll be like, wow, that her energy is so beautiful. I want to be with her. His energy is so nice. I want to be with him. Okay? We're magnetizing things all the time. We're manifesting a reality all the time. You control that in your brain. So mind your thoughts. Open your heart. Speak beautifully. Be loving. Be patient. Okay? I know I'm getting a little preachy, but I'm just saying this because I'm feeling it, and I know that a lot of people are living in fear, and so people get nasty when they live in fear. They're afraid that they won't find anybody, so then they just be like, oh, F it. You know, I don't need nobody. I don't need a man. I don't need a woman. Yes, you do. You might be in a period where you don't need one right now, but we always need each other. And men and women will always need each other for eternity. And even if you are living a homosexual lifetime right now, or you are a homosexual and you've really identified with that particular gender, when you come back, you're going to be something else anyway. So it's okay. Let's all just love each other and respect each other and learn how to honor and protect each other, because the enemy whip and tail. So let us pay attention, okay, and let's move forth with intent, love, and light. All right, God willing, I will be back next Monday. This has been a very impactful and beautiful episode of the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. It has been my honor and privilege to be able to share with you the wisdom and knowledge I possess through the grace of God and Goddess. Honestly, I got to give a super shout out to Honey Lish, who continues to hold me down and lift me up. He's so beautiful and wonderful. Got me a good black man, Lord. I'm excited and I'm happy and I'm blessed. As I said earlier, we're tying the knot. And so I've been real busy trying to make sure I put all those things together and dot every I and cross every T, but it's truly worth it because I look forward to the rest of my life with this amazing king. And again, if you want to listen to some banging music, then go to SoundCloud.com and look up DJ Pitch Control, Pytchcontroll, Control. All right, and listen to some of the best house music mixes that you'll ever hear. All right, enjoy yourself. Have a blessed week ahead. Thank you, Reverend Ron. Thank you, wonderful Dr. Winborn. I love you all so much, honestly, and everybody who's been on tonight. Again, shout out to Sister Dawnie, Sister Conroy, Brother Ronald, Sister Rosalind, Sister Renee, everybody within the sound of my voice who is on tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And God willing, I'll be back next week. Same black time, same black channel. This is the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I am Queen Amina, your host. It has been an honor and a privilege. Have a beautiful week ahead. Please love each other. All right. Be nice and respectful. Don't get into road rage. Be good. All right. And live your dreams. Live your dreams and be dynamic. Okay, family? Shine some light. Shine your light on others so that you can be that light under the darkness so they can get some understanding, understanding, and overstanding. Shine. Do not be afraid to shine and shine bright as you can. Please, okay? Shine bright. Love you, Dawnie. I see you, baby. Thank you, Mama. All right? Peace and blessings, family. And again, happy birthday to all the wild Geminis out there. May you find balance with your twins and shine love and light on the world. All right? Peace and love, family. Love, 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 love. Peace. Ashe. Let me find some music before we go. I want to find something pretty good. Har, 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 har. Give me a second. You know, I'm going to lead you out on something good. I don't like to play games. Ah, okay. We'll do that. Work. Ashe. Ashe, old family. Love you. Peace. All right, we're going to listen to Breathe. This is the Breathe remix by Working Underneath, DJ Glenn Underground out of Chicago, and yours truly, Queen Amina. Hope you enjoy. All right, peace and love, family. Have a banging week. Love you. Peace.